Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Oh my God. This week. How was your week? I want to hear.
How was my week? What day is it? It is already
Wednesday.
Okay. I've gotten very little done. I've been offered, there's things happening.
Yeah.
I'm doing some swamp thing, sort of chitter chat about swamp thing for, I don't know.
What?
Can I tell anyone? I don't know. Those are all words that you don't really know. I mean, my name is Jackie.
But it's potential income?
Potential income.
Okay. And it's comedy-related income?
Yeah. I believe
that's a win.
There we go. It's a win.
Yeah.
It's, I think I'm, I have, to, all I know is at some point in the next 3 days, I have to read 4 comic books of Swamp Thing.
Okay.
I can do that. That is an attainable goal. I am on board.
Mm-hmm. And you're allowed to use the word read when you describe your eyes
book?
Looking at pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy. And this is how that's how Laurie Kilmartin was killed.
Oh, guys, I'm on fire. I'm very, quite agitated. There's stuff going on we're not even going to talk about that's agitating me.
I know.
Yeah.
I have agitation, too. I wondered if I could talk about it, because it did make me laugh, and it's about James Inman, and it makes me laugh.
Yes.
Remember James
Inman? I love
Inman?
James Inman.
Yes, me too.
I shared a month with him and Doug Stanhope at the Velvet Lounge in Edinburgh in 2005. That's the only time I've done Edinburgh, and I didn't do a whole month. We each did, 10 or 11 days, and Inman was one of the guys.
I have known, I met him in 92.
Right.
Seattle
guy. Hilarious.
Yeah, at the time he was Seattle. Now he's in Kansas City. He wanted to know if he could feature for me at the Kansas City club I'm doing at the end of the month. And
What club are you doing?
Brand new club in Kansas City.
Oh.
Kansas City Comedy Club.
Well, definitely let them know I am alive.
Yes, and available.
And ready to work.
Excellent. I will let him in. But he just, the club owner was like, hey, James says that you guys are old friends. And then he said that you might have a past.
What? Oh, you have a past.
I have a past.
I keep trying to get better details.
Oh my God. And in 1992, I was smack in the middle of that past. And let me tell you, so I emceed for him in 92, and he's a great comic.
Yeah.
He's a delightful comic, but I had already asked my management, which I don't know if, or my agent, if they had talked to him. And then, so I talked to the guy and I said, well, did my guy tell you that I didn't want any straight white guys? And it's not that I don't like straight white guys. I love straight white guys. And I love James Inman.
Yeah.
But, and so.
Right now, this time in history.
Well, and.
Maybe.
Well, and because I just worked with a bunch of straight white guys.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
Right.
Let's mix it up.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to see some local new.
Right.
Whoever, and he told me he's got a woman to MC and a person of color to feature.
That's awesome.
But he says he has a lot of great, talent local.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, tell James if he wants to do a guest set, he can do a guest set.
Yeah.
And but I love the idea that we have a past. Would you like to hear the story of James Inman and my past?
Dude, yes.
What? We got it. We got an hour to fill, people. Let's do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay, here's what happened. He's working at Acme. I'm emceeing. I think he's hilarious.
Is he headlining?
Yes.
Featuring? Okay.
He's headlining.
Okay.
And he is hilarious. He's great. So we're drinking. We're drinking, buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving him back and forth to the condo. I think I'm like Saturday second show. After the second show, I'm like, hey, you want to come back to my place?
Oh, Jackie's a player! Yes!
Jackie's a drunken player.
The fucking MC, the female MC hitting on the male headliners. What? I love it.
Why not?
How long have you been sitting on this gold?
Well, maybe it was in one of the unpublished 7 episodes that are only on Patreon.
I don't remember.
weirdly enough, The thing is we did not sleep together.
Oh.
Because
the story gets even more Jackie-like.
Ah! Yes, kind of. Because here's the thing is we go back, we end up hanging out, and I'm like, oh, I assume we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And he assumes that I'm going to learn about the history of philosophy. So he talks to me for no less than 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Essentially cock blocks himself. Unless he did not want to sleep with me.
Right.
But I think he implied that we had more of a sexual past. But the thing is we were both so drunk. He may remember that we did sleep together, but I know that we did not.
Listen, comics are unable to talk to people. That's a fact. That's an established
yes,
fact.
Yes, it is. It is.
We figure it out after 20 years, basically.
Right.
But I think
talking at people. We're not talking to them.
Right, right, right. Yes. Yeah.
So, even 20 years in.
Right. One-on-ones are still uncomfortable with most comedians, you know?
This podcast, I think, is a complete testimonial.
It's an hour of awkwardness every single week. So he was doing his very best
right.
to impress you, and you fell asleep.
Well, we ended up both just crashing.
Yeah.
And then it was over. And so that's our past. And then I've run into him a couple of times, and then we talk online fair amount on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. But So I was like, he can't feature for me because I've already expressed my wishes.
Why is he in Kansas City?
I think he lives in Kansas City.
And
I don't know.
That's a very lateral move to go from Seattle to Kansas City.
Right, but you can still do the road.
It's a smart move if you're doing road work because you're right smack in the middle of the country. I mean, Kathleen Madigan was based out of St. Louis for like decades.
Right? Well, she grew up there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also a great place if you're going to be a road comic.
Yeah.
That's a great place to be.
Right. You're right. Kansas, Chicago, Minneapolis.
Chicago's best because of the airport.
Chicago's better than Minneapolis as far as like just attainable driving.
I would argue even Vegas is better. If you're already good, I'm not saying you don't want to start in Vegas and learn comedy in Vegas, but if you're going to base yourself and be like, I'm going to go out 40 weeks a year.
Right.
Who has more flights than Las Vegas, right?
No one.
Right.
There you go. That was rhetorical. But I'm looking forward to that week. It's only been open like 3 or 4 months.
That's so cool.
This reminds me of Stir Crazy. But he was talking about how he had just opened this club 3 months. And then mm-hmm. one of the established club moguls wanted in on it.
That other chain?
Any number of chains.
Okay.
And so he ended up saying to that guy, whose name I've written down, that no, you cannot have the chunk of my business while I do all the work. And they're like, we would invest. And you're like, well, it's like me saying, I want all of my money, all of my sound exchange money.
Yeah.
And so he said 3 months in, they're doing really good. They're having a hard time getting the kitchen set up, but as soon as it happens, like they're already doing well, he said.
That's great.
I'm looking forward. I have such hopes for that Kansas City room.
Was it Stanford and Sons at Kansas City?
I don't know. I never worked it.
I worked it once. Yeah. I never felt less safe in a club.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, in the condo. Even though the headliner I was working with was named Willie something. Nice guy. Didn't feel weird around him.
No, he was fine.
Yeah, he was fine. His wife was there. It was their anniversary week. It was a lot of like PDA.
What a horrible anniversary week to be on the road with your husband.
Oh my God. How do these marriages survive? I don't know.
I'll tell you this much. Andy and I are going to France for our anniversary. and
that's how you do it.
I did 2 episodes of The Dork Forest today.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Baldinger.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
And Lydia Popovich.
Cool.
And Jeffrey told me that there's a gig in Paris. And I was like, you got to hook up on that. I think Jeffrey did it with Julie Prescott. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So he gave me the info on it. And so when Andy came home and I was like, how would you feel if I did a set on our trip, it's like, obviously not on our anniversary. You know, we would do it not on our anniversary, but on a different day. And then maybe you could get maybe a video game interview, too.
Oh, you tried to sweeten the deal.
Well, that's what we did in Vietnam.
Sure.
I did stand up in Vietnam, and he got work out of it.
Good.
I mean, I got a set out of it.
Yeah.
And a couple of bucks, but nothing, you know.
Right.
And so... That's how you do it.
Sure.
You
present it as an opportunity for your partner.
Yes, any number of things. So that's how we're going to do it. And I think that's important.
Well, that's exciting about a new club.
Yeah.
And, the Stand is about to reopen. That's exciting. It's exciting to have new comedy clubs instead of, you know.
Yeah. Although somebody else emailed me about a club, too, and I think St. Louis.
Really?
That there's a new club in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Winter Spears sent me a link on Twitter. That San Francisco might declare the Punchline some kind of landmark, which would protect it, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah, that would please.
That's not a club I want to see new again. It's a beautiful room, and at like 25 years, then you don't want to refresh it. Then you go, this is a piece of history, and people... New comics need
That's
to perform.
That's such a California thing to say.
Well,
25. Some of these buildings are over 20 years old. You remember that line from L.A. Story?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Johnny Steele used to have this bit about going to Europe and, you know, the buildings are 800 years old, 1,000 years old. And then the tour guides in California, the original settlers. Oh, here they are right now. Brad, Janice, say hi.
Johnny Steele.
Very funny.
Yes.
But anyway, so that's really cool. You know?
That is really cool. To save that room would be great because there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you continue to gentrify around it and it'll be fine.
It's just being
I'm going
ruined.
To San Francisco. This will drop the 10th.
Yeah.
I am doing Throckmorton on the 11th.
That's great.
And that'll be super
and
fun.
And where are you staying?
They put me up at the hotel.
Oh, my God. It's such a nice little hotel.
That's a really nice little bungalow hotel.
There's like a little bookstore, right? It's all walkable.
Eileen Fisher? Yeah, there's a brick-and-mortar Eileen Fisher store.
Oh.
Whenever I walk into an Eileen Fisher store, I'm like, would I look like Diane Keaton if I bought Eileen Fisher clothes? And then I try them on and I'm like, nope. No, you look like you, but in sort of a weirdly cut sweater and sort of a boat neck. Anyway, but I'm looking forward to Mill Valley. That's the Tuesday. The Wednesday is dark. I have nothing. Hmm. I might go. Caitlin Gill is recording at the Punchline.
Oh, cool.
On that Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so I might go pick up a set or just hang out if I can't pick up a set. I might also text a couple more people, see if there's a gig, just $100
gig. I bet there's something happening in Oakland, man. There's a lot of stuff happening outside the city now.
Right. And then Thursday, I go to Roosters.
Great.
And I'm doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Roosters.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm doing Roosters at the very end of August.
Did you see... I posted their calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It is it's a wonderfully diverse.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's Hampton Yount.
Yeah. Hampton's hilarious.
And he's hilarious, and that's great. But Hari Kondabolu and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Ian Harvey. You know Ian?
Yeah.
And then one other, I think it's another woman.
Cool.
So it's a great lineup. It made me happy. Oh no, it's a man. oh wait, and a woman. Do you know either of these people? There you go. Do you know any of those people?
Miss Pat's been a comic of the week.
Hi.
Yes, we know Miss Pat. I know everybody here.
I didn't have my glasses off. I had my glasses on.
Listen,
so I couldn't
Jackie,
read.
You're a beloved figure. You can make these silly mistakes.
Thank you. That's exactly right. Today I recorded two dork for us, and it was kind of great. One with Lydia Popovich, and her dorkdom was Dolly Parton again.
Yeah.
Amy Miller's Dolly Parton was so great. Was one of the fan favorites from last year.
Oh, cool.
And Lydia goes, I'm going to listen to it, and then I'm just going to start up where she stopped. And I guess she told my favorite story. Dolly Parton was on... James Corden's show, and Ian Carmel got Lydia and Amy on.
Oh my God!
Into the green room, they did not get to meet her, But Lydia almost went and knocked on her green room door. And Amy said, did you never want to work at the Corden show? And Lydia was like, I don't. I just want to meet Dolly Parton.
We actually, at Conan, we had to close our green room because somebody brought somebody who was a verified stalker, a celebrity. It was just like, what? Why would you do that? So then they clamped down on who could hang out in the green room.
Oh, fair enough.
Fuck. I forgot what I was going to say. But I had a lot happened this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm go to Houston.
Right. How are the shows?
Let's start before the shows.
Okay.
Let's start with me sitting down on an airplane and my jeans splitting in half.
I followed that on Twitter.
Right. Okay.
It's
yeah. I'm sitting and I'm like, why is there a coolness on my ass? And then I touch and I'm like, oh, it's skin to seat because there's no jean there anymore.
No jean there, but you are wearing underclothes like a person.
I wear a thong
right?
bikini so that I don't have panty lines, Jackie.
Is it 1997? What's happening?
I don't know.
All right,
you guys wear full briefs? I don't get it.
You don't even know.
I don't. James Inman does not either.
I wear bodysuits actually.
Well, yeah. That doesn't sound comfortable, though.
It actually is.
Okay.
I feel like I'm back in the womb. It's nice.
Oh.
And there's Spanx.
We'll talk about my womb in a second, because things that are back in there, too.
Oh, damn it.
So then...
not babies. Kyle looked up.
So I'm traveling with my son, because he and I were both going to go to...
Oh, he came to Houston?
We both went to Dallas. We're doing Southwest. We go to Dallas. He switches... I take the plane to Houston. He goes to San Antonio to see
his family,
the Mexican Hats family.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So I'm wearing a vest, which means I can't even tie it around my waist, right?
Right.
And my son is wearing a Minecraft hoodie. So I get him to trade, and so I and then on our lady chat, several people were suggesting the names of clothing stores in the airport.
Right.
I don't know why people fucking know women's clothing in Dallas airports, but they do.
Right. That chat
very
is
useful.
Full of a lot of info.
Yes. So I get off the plane and I go up to somebody, a guy who's sitting at the information desk at Love Airport, and behind the information desk is a performance area and somebody's singing. So I say to the guy who's sitting there under the word information.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, is there a women's clothing store called, you know, bilingual or desilingual, something like that, right? And he goes, no, like a hard no.
Hard no.
So I said, oh, that's, and then I'm like, that's, you know, I'm surprised that my friends are wrong. So I go over to the list of all the shops and there it is right there.
Listed
there. So I go back to the guy, I go, hey, just so you know, because I had said it, you know, I'd given him a couple options on the name, so I couldn't remember. Yeah. I go, it's called here and it's called this thing and it's right here. You guys actually do have it. And he goes, oh, I don't work here.
What?
Yeah.
He just needed a place to sit.
He goes, I don't work here. I'm the sound tech for
the band.
Yeah. But this is the most male thing that's ever happened to me,
right.
Where not only does he not have the information, he doesn't care that he
gives you the wrong information.
Yeah. He goes, no, as if he's right. When he actually doesn't know and he knows he doesn't know. That's stunning. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine doing that.
No. No, I would. There would not be. I was like, dude, if you're gonna sit under information,
you can't
you
say.
Gotta punch
you know
in.
What? I don't work here. I'm sorry.
I'm
or you just say what you're gonna say 2 seconds later, which is, I'm the sound tech. I have no idea.
Right.
You don't go. No.
No.
What the fuck?
Right.
Okay.
Give me a demographic age.
40 to 50.
Okay.
Long, very thinning hair.
Yes.
I mean, in retrospect, he was obviously a sound guy.
He was the sound guy.
Okay. So, I go to one clothing place and it's horrendous. It's fucking flowers on pants. It's stuff that you might wear. It's nothing.
I just showed her the t-shirt that Lydia Popovich gave me.
It's full of just colors and just it's all loose and flowery and shit that my mom
You're
gets
only gonna
in a catalog.
Wear it for an hour.
I can't bear it.
Not even for
so,
an hour.
So I'm like, all right, this is worst case scenario. And then it's like $200.
With your ass cheek hanging out, you're shopping.
I've got a Minecraft hoodie on.
Okay.
So that's worst case scenario. So then there's this other place that's a yoga
right.
store. And they have like the skirt shorts, skorts, I guess, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Cool. $50. $50.
And those I wore all week.
Oh, you were on board.
So comfy.
Yeah. So I threw okay. away my jeans at the airport
yeah.
and then get on the plane. And the shows were fun. Listen, Texas is full of Texans.
Right, right.
And they they're a rowdy folk.
They're rowdy folk. And the joke joint, even the joke joint in Minneapolis, outside of Minneapolis, was rowdy.
Yeah.
And it just has more of a party atmosphere.
Yes, than yes, the, yes,
than,
yes. Yeah.
Than, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be dinner theater.
Yeah.
But it is a little rowdy.
It was, I had fun shows.
Sure.
And I felt like I was tested.
Did you pass that test? Of course you did.
I like crowd work.
Yeah.
And the crowd wanted to be worked. So to me, it was okay.
Yeah.
I had fun, you
Good.
Know? And then, what else happened? I swam at the University of Houston.
Okay.
Amazing.
Really nice pool.
Gorgeous pool.
Okay.
And I even tried to take a picture and the lifeguard shut it down. I was like, wow, they're keeping this under wraps.
Wow.
Yeah, I just wanted to, it just pristine.
You were just going to send it to someone who cared.
There's like 25.
Not me. Clearly, not me. What
25 lanes. I'm the only one in the pool. I've got a staff of lifeguards watching me swim.
It's a drug front. It's just a money laundering business. That's all it is.
It was really nice.
El Chapo lives there. That's where he's hiding. Is he still alive?
No, he's in prison.
Okay.
She's on her phone.
No, what I'm doing is I'm trying to figure out, because I know that you're going to want me to tell you a great story.
Okay.
After your...
No, hey, I can feel this.
I know
there's plenty of other comics you didn't sleep with.
let me tell you another story about a guy I didn't sleep with, huh?
But I also, taking a page from you,
yeah.
where you donate profits
oh,
of
yeah.
stuff you're selling, I've been doing that, and it's way easier to sell books.
Okay.
People are, I don't know if they're more inclined to buy, but I don't care about selling. I don't feel like a whore.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, to me, if I don't lose money on a book, if I just break even
yeah.
and you're reading my book, I win.
Oh, you feel a win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another book is sold.
Do not
Eventually,
let me leave.
It shows up at the end of my lifetime as in royalties.
Do not let me leave here. Without some
the
notebooks.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So sold a bunch of those and donated 170 something to the Houston Food Bank.
Oh, that's neat.
Food Bank is the easiest thing. And it
always helps.
Yes.
It turns out.
It always helps. And both parties are fine with it. And no one boos you. No one boos the food bank.
No. Everyone knows that it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. And then I worked with the MC was Lisa Lyric. And she was very funny.
Local?
Yeah, she's local and she has a guitar, but she's really funny. She's got really funny songs.
Okay.
And the feature, his name's Radu, and I forget his last name. I feel so bad. He's very funny. He's
good.
He's originally from Romania.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, he came here when he's little, so.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really, really funny. Really good. He opens for Nikki Glaser a lot, so.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So they were fun shows.
He does not need the bump then. He's doing all right. I did JR's mm-hmm. on Friday night.
Oh, Valencia.
Valencia.
Right, right, right. And it's not at the Marie Callender's anymore.
No,
so you don't get a pie.
No pie.
Bummer.
And it's at Mimi's Cafe.
What did they give you?
Dinner.
Okay.
It was fine.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. As I said to the waitress, I was like, you know how sometimes you go to a diner and they just put a pot of coffee right there on the table? Do you guys do that? and she said,
that's the IHOP that does.
It is the IHOP, or Denny's will sometimes do it. Like there's different. There's
yeah.
It's a dream come true.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite.
It's very nice. And she was like, no, we do not. But here's what I will do. Because you were in the corner where you put comics.
Yeah.
And it's right by the wait station.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I got a pot of coffee. It's just going to be in the wait station. Help yourself.
Oh.
So it was perfect.
Almost.
It was
98 out of a 99.
Yeah.
Out
of 100 right there. And it was great. Now, here is my question. Did you see Amy Miller's Comedy Central set?
Yeah, that was great.
It was great. She's got 147,000 hits.
Jesus.
Yeah, knocked it out of the park.
That's great.
Yeah. It was really funny. I posted a couple of times just because it was just, she's such a great comic. There's mm-hmm. just so many really great, like all of these young women that are coming up are just, it's a delight.
They're coming for
us. Speaking of which.
They're coming for us.
Let's talk about a Max Fun show that's exciting.
We are the host of My Brother and Me, and now nearly 10 years into our podcast, the secret can be revealed. All the clues are in place, and the world's greatest treasure hunt can now begin.
Embedded in each episode of My Brother and Me is a micro clue that will lead you to 14 precious gemstones all around this big, beautiful blue world of ours.
So start combing through the episodes. Let's say starting at episode 101 on.
Yeah, the early episodes are pretty problematic, so there's no clues in those episodes.
No, not at all.
The better ones, the good ones, clues ahoy.
Listen to every episode repeatedly in sequence. Laugh if you must, but mainly get all the great clues. My Brother and Me, it's an advice show, kind of, but a treasure hunt, mainly. Anywhere you find podcasts or treasure maps, My Brother and Me, the hunt is on.
And we talked about a Max FunCon show, or they talked about it themselves. Mm-hmm. How about the comic of the week? You want to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's
well, yes.
Did you get that? Pallavi?
First of all, we're like, how do we pronounce her name? So we listened to a set and we listened to a white male comic MC
introduce
bring her
up her.
Incorrectly.
But then
we're
she
like,
corrected
oh, that's how
it
we
right
say
after.
It. And then she said it right. It's like, yeah. Oh, no, okay.
It's Pallavi Gwenovan? Gwenovan?
Gavalan.
Gunnelan.
Gunnelan. Pallavi Gunnelan.
Pallavi. And that's
I worked with
her
at Flappers recently. Yes. And she's very funny.
And I know I've met her, and then it turns out I just watched a set on the internet.
Yeah, yes, yes.
So it is spelled Pallaviva.
Mm-hmm.
What? A-V-I. Oh, I've been incorrect. It'll be in the notes.
Oh, my God.
But it's Pallavi, and then Gunnelan, Gunnelan. Got it. So, and obviously, there's no reason for anything but that to be her Twitter handle, because nobody else has that. She is alone in that. And but find her and watch her do stand-up comedy, for it is a delight.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to doing Roosters this, because it'll be six sets.
Oh, my God.
Six 45-minute sets.
I am doing Roosters, and it's a week that we're in production.
Yeah.
So I bought, like, six plane tickets.
Plane tickets
well,
to San Jose?
Because the Thursday show doesn't start till 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So Burbank to San Jose, there's something that leaves maybe like at 6. So 6, fly out 6, you know, and get there at 7, do the show. Something like that where it'll be close, but it's doable. It's not like crazy close.
Yeah.
And then fly back the next morning and come to work and then fly back out again on Thursday. And I mean, on Friday night and then stay the weekend and fly back.
Right. And how will you get from San Jose to Sunnyvale?
I'll probably just Lyft or something. I think they have Lyft and Uber in the Silicon Valley.
They do. But she does send a car.
If she will. I mean, it's extra work. It's extra car. You know,
right.
I rented a car
next week because I'm doing Mill Valley in Throckmorton.
Out of the airport?
Out of San Francisco. So I'm flying into San Francisco, driving to Mill Valley, and then I'm driving to...
It's so much more expensive to rent out of the airport.
Well...
I know.
What should I do?
Well,
take a cab to Mill Valley and then rent a car?
No.
Okay.
There's no options.
Okay.
It's better if you fly into town, get to the gig, get to your thing, and then do enterprise from a local enterprise, and then keep it for the week, and then don't bring it back to the airport.
That's interesting. Oh, interesting. Well, I'm bringing
the airport
it back to San Jose.
Okay, so it doesn't help in your situation.
Right.
But in other, like if you're working in Vegas, instead of renting a car out of the Vegas airport, get to the hotel, rent a car locally, and then turn it in before you go to the airport because the fees are so high.
Okay. You know, what's also weird is what comes out this week is Greg Fitzsimmons' podcast, where I've known Greg Fitzsimmons for so long.
Yeah.
It's like, it's what this is.
Yeah.
But I think more people listen to his.
Oh, sure. Believe me. Yeah.
So what's going to happen is, because I told you his way of filling the room, right?
And, right.
I think that was on the last episode. But so I was just thinking about, because that episode is supposed to come out this week. It's supposed to go out the Tuesday, the 11th. And we're just sitting there. And we're talking about comics, and I'm actually expressing my opinion.
Oh, no.
About
comics. Do you
have
something to warn me about? Oh, boy.
And so all of a sudden, Lori Kilmartin comes up. No, it was more, it was all the guys.
Oh,
and
okay.
The funny guys.
Yeah.
But essentially, he was pressing me for examples, and I don't know if he'll edit. Like if he'll edit out what I said, or because at one point
you didn't ask him to, why would he?
Well, because at one point I was pressing him about his opinion about something, so yeah. He might have pulled the whole thing out of it.
Right, right.
God knows if I were saying something, I would want it edited, Kyle. And fair enough. And so I don't know. We'll find out. Feel free to listen to Greg Fitzsimmons' podcast.
Oh, it's got a great podcast. I love that. Yeah.
It is. These are the people I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Chad Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Laporte.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Bagg.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug Stanhope.
Mm-hmm.
James Inman missed out. He missed out on the hook. It might have been Augie Smith.
Okay. Of those six, I have a crush on one of them.
Why wouldn't you have a crush on all of them? Augie's hot. Augie's a hot hot. He's a hottie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. This week's Dork Forest is about Greg Giraldo.
Yeah.
And on that one, I'm flapping my gums.
I fucking loved Greg Giraldo.
I know it. Well, super cute.
Yes.
But here's the thing.
So smart.
Is what I did, what I admitted on the Greg Giraldo podcast was that I tried to have sex with guys that I thought I was funnier than, but that they were funny enough. Because you know how like male comics will, and this is a present company accepted, possibly, between you and your God. Anyway, God. Anyway, but the traditionally,
mm-hmm.
male comics will sleep with any female comic,
right?
And sometimes any woman,
mm-hmm.
Whether they are funny or not.
Oh yeah,
and if they are
more
funny,
so if they're not funny,
right? And if they are funny, they will not.
Right.
And I realized that I have something comparable. I'm not going to sleep. I have comedy crushes on comics that I think are funnier than I am. I would never try to sleep with them. I have crushes on people that I think are as funny or not as funny. Like I'm as funny mm-hmm. as that guy. He's very attractive. I'm attractive because we're both equally funny. What a horrible attitude is what I'm saying. Mm. I am the monster in this story.
Hmm.
It's
I can't analyze my crushes and I won't. Now
type that.
So wait a minute. So I get home from my show on Sunday.
Yes.
Right? From Houston, right?
Right.
Things are fine. I come home with a much lighter suitcase because I
sold
got rid
a
of a ton of books.
Yeah.
And then I have shows on Sunday night.
Yep.
I have a show at Flappers.
It
was a 5 p.m. show. My flight landed at 4:15, but I was going up last. So I'm like, I get there at 6. Six just should be fine. And I got there at 5:50, and they were running short because someone hadn't showed up. So I was literally on in 2 minutes. So I just almost walk right up on stage.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do a set, leave. Now I have an hour or two, and then I have a show. I already forget where the fuck it was, but it's kind of far away. It was like a 9 o'clock show. Get back at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, open the front door. My mother is on her back on the floor.
What?
Saying, thank God you're home. So
she's fallen.
She fell in the kitchen and crawled to the living room and then gave up.
Oh, Christ.
So I lift her up and she's screaming in pain.
But
refuses to go to the doctor.
Wow, the apple doesn't fall that far from that fucking tree.
I was glad because I didn't want to go to the doctor. I'm like, I'm tired. So I get her to her bed, and it's a long night of me not sleeping and her, you know, calling out and just wincing in pain. So in the morning, I take her to the ER. She has two broken ribs and a punctured lung.
What?
Yeah.
The next time she doesn't want to go to the doctor? You go to the doctor. Yeah.
Well, there's nothing to do.
Nothing they can do about a punctured lung?
Nope. You just, they put a wrap around her ribs. And she, you know, has pain meds. And she just has to hang in there. She's supposed to go to, we were both supposed to go this weekend, this past weekend when this drops, to Chicago for a wedding this weekend.
Right.
My cousin's getting married.
Oh, right.
And she's going to see her family.
Oh, right.
And she was going to stay a while.
Yes.
Now, the Christmas before last, she was also going to go to Chicago and stay a while. And then she had a fucking stroke.
Right.
And I had to go to Chicago alone.
Yeah.
So again, about to go
Are
to Chicago.
Are you going to go to Chicago alone?
No, because she can't be left alone.
Oh, okay.
So I'm staying. I'll be home this weekend. So that's been, as soon as I get up in the morning, I have to tend to her.
Yep.
And then as soon as I come home from work, I got to go in there. How are you? She's, you know.
Yeah.
Her life hasn't changed dramatically because she's just watching television.
Right.
But she can't really do anything.
Can she walk?
Because she has pain medication, yes. Yes.
Okay.
If she didn't, she would be wincing like she was on Sunday night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she can move herself. Like,
yes.
During the day, you can go to work.
She can go to the bathroom.
She can go up and go to the bathroom and stuff
yes.
like that.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And so then I have been, like, you know, having symptoms, and then I'm also worst yeah. case scenario person. And so there is, like, a cyst, which is benign, but okay. it's in me.
Is and it another one? It's a Pokeball?
It's up a Pokemon. Your uterus? Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Is this what a Pokemon is?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I have one Pokemon.
Okay.
Okay. And then, but then the doctor, male doctor.
Yes.
Might I add. And this.
Why do you have a male gynecologist?
No, I don't. Okay. I just called. When I was experiencing symptoms, and
right,
I was
right.
like, let me just take care of this. And they said, oh, this guy can see you tonight. It's at the okay. Toluca Lake Center where, okay. where the Writers Guild and
okay.
The actors after all that stuff go. And, so, you know, male doctors aren't my favorite when it comes to anything female oriented.
Right.
I don't mind with knees or shoulders or bones, whatever, but I just don't, they
don't have the parts.
They don't have the parts. So you know, and we sound like we're complaining all the time. We're a female doctor's like, yeah, been there.
Right.
Get it. He emails me. He goes, yeah, an ovarian cyst and possibly an aneurysm. And I'm like, what? Excuse me?
Possibly an aneurysm.
So, because, listen, a good friend of mine, a named Betsy Henry, may she rest in peace,
okay.
a swimmer for Cal, a fucking okay. great athlete, died of an aneurysm while she was swimming.
Well, the swimming didn't kill her.
I know, but I'm just saying.
it can happen anytime.
I know.
Okay. But while swimming is a weird.
But the possible aneurysm is down near the Pokemon.
I don't know what I thought aneurysms.
Well, I thought they were just in your brain. I don't know
yes.
either. My theory is if I don't know about it, I can't get it. That's not helping me right
wow,
now.
Have you read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
So he's like, I go, am I allowed to move? Should I immediately go to the ER? Let's
yeah.
get this out of me.
Right.
As soon as I got these emails, I'm like, get this shit the fuck out of me.
Right.
Right now.
Exactly.
And he's like, no. That's totally different. Don't worry about it. You can proceed as normal. And we'll just.
Please don't use the word aneurysm.
Yeah. Well, he said it could also be a fibroid, either or. I don't give a fuck. Get it out of me.
Yeah.
Get it. Someone cut it out of me now.
Right.
So then the procedure, we'll get a pelvic MRI. So I make an appointment for Santa Monica. There's
today.
No, there's earlier this week, Santa Monica, Tuesday night.
Okay.
And the cool thing is I got a gig in Santa Monica on Tuesday night. So I'm like, I'll get this MRI, then I'll go to the... I love it when shit works out like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I'm so excited. I'm excited to have this Pokemon.
An MRI.
Yeah.
Ka-chunk. Ka-chunk.
Yes.
Ka-chunk.
So
that's my
right
MRI
before,
impression.
Right before... Like at 6 o'clock, I get a call. The doctor called in the wrong kind of referral, so we have to cancel the appointment.
Oh, weird.
And so... And then I'm like, fuck. And I was really upset about that because I just want to get this identified. I want to know if it's this or that. And I want to know, am I in danger or
are they gonna
things
just,
we're going to monitor or whatever.
Right, are they going to clip it out? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Those are also things you just check up on every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they go away on their own or something. I don't know, but I want to know. That's it.
Yeah.
And so then I do go to the gig in Santa Monica. three audience members. Two of them leave as I hit the stage, and the remaining one was the next comic. I'm like, what a fucking disaster of a night.
Yeah, that night doesn't go. That doesn't fly.
I was thinking maybe it's one of those, when something like that happens where everything falls apart, and you're like, what was the point of this?
Right.
Maybe something worse was going to happen and you were diverted. Like maybe I would have strangled my mother and actually murdered her.
Right.
And God was like, let me get you out of the house.
Let me get you out of the house. Now's the time. And you are on board with getting out of the house.
Yes.
You're like, how do I get out of the house?
So now I have an MRI scheduled for next Monday.
Okay. So that's interesting.
And I had a big old ultrasound today.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I went in, because I had a bunch of, I think they were either fibroids or.
So what did they cysts. Do? What happened to that? What?
Well, they went in through the existing orifice on the bottom of my body, my vagina.
Yeah.
And but I also had a male doctor who was the first available doctor.
They're a little casual about this shit.
This guy, he was so funny because he was so very certain of himself. He's like, well, I'm an amazing surgeon. He actually said something along those lines.
Oh, my God.
And I said, because your bedside manner blows.
Well, here's the thing. When we know comics are that arrogant, they're not that good.
Well.
Right?
Right. Well, I don't. It might be something. Who knows what. Well, he was okay. Very good. It was fine.
Okay.
But all I know is that he's rooting around down there. Mm-hmm. And he said, I can feel one of them. Right now, you should have had this dealt with months ago. And I said, well, can you just pull it out? And he goes, well, if you want to bleed to death, yes. what I would like to do is laparoscopically or whatever mm-hmm. through the existing and then cauterize as I go.
Okay.
And so whatever. So that's what he did.
Okay.
And
so you didn't have to be cut or anything
no,
like that.
No.
Because I had a Pokemon.
Yeah.
When I was like 21 and they fucking cut my whole stomach open and pulled it out.
Did you have a C-section with the boy?
Yeah, no. With
your son?
No. No, that guy came out natural.
He came out? All mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Even though you already had the scar?
A lot of complaints about the ex, about the shape I was left in, by the way, afterwards.
Mm-hmm. What a fucking charmer.
Oh, yeah.
There's some heavy breathing from Kyle on the side of, what's going to happen? Did you remember? You saw The Heat, right, with Melissa McCarthy?
Yes.
So she's talking to the guy who wants the prostitute because his wife just had his fifth child with her.
Oh.
And she's a mess down there.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy grabs him and pulls him through the window. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Your wife's body got messed up while having your fifth child. And it's really fucking funny.
What the fuck do people expect down there?
What I expect. I expect people to invent a uterine replicator.
It's a warm place to put a penis.
Yeah.
That's all you need. What do you expect?
They want to fuck a pie. I don't know. What did I see the other day? Oh, I watched all of Barry. Did I tell you this?
It's so good. I did that too in New York.
Andy Ashcraft has not binge-watched anything in so long. We watched 4.5 hours of television.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It was really, really good. But he was so funny about it. He was like, she seemed like a much more interesting person. And I was like, yeah, have you never been to an acting class? When you first meet people in an acting class, you're like, he seems fascinating.
Oh,
she seems like really deep. And then as you get to know them, you find out there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Shallow as fuck. An empty vessel.
And that's why they can impersonate other people.
That's right.
They don't have a person inside them.
Pour a script
them.
Into Michael Keaton or Michael Douglas or, I don't know, whoever the greatest actors
are. Why are you going after Michael Keaton?
I know Michael Keaton was inadvertent. Michael Douglas is who I was thinking of because I love Michael Douglas as an actor.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he would be like as a person.
Terrible boyfriend.
I don't think he's a great boyfriend, but I think that...
He will go down on you so much he'll get... cancer.
Mouth cancer.
That's the good thing about him.
Yeah, but is he any good at it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I don't know what to... I got a weird catalog in the mail yesterday with... It was sort of half cosplay mm-hmm. and half just those weird peasant skirts.
Mm.
And Andy and I left and I just put it on the... And I was like, why would I have gotten that? I don't know what mailing list ended me with that. And so I guess Andy was flipping through it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle, like there's almost a fold-out centerfold of dildos and vibrators.
Oh.
and little cups that have little vibrating fingery things that you can stick over your parts and go to town. And
so did you guys both pretend to each other that you didn't order this catalog? Like, how does your marriage work? I don't get it.
How does your marriage work? Well, I've decided that it's got to work. You know, I do used to do that joke about being roommate expectations versus boyfriend expectations.
Yeah.
Because I had never had a boyfriend, including James Inman. but I've decided that roommate... And I knew this to be true, is that roommate expectations are so important. I want to do a bit about how you can't, like how you take advantage of, how you take for granted a loved one. In the fact that, which in my case was manifested when Andy, when I got off the phone one day and Andy said, oh, it sounded like a hard customer service moment you had there. And I said, yeah, she couldn't help me. I'm screwed. And he goes, you're having a... Interesting. I don't know how he put it, but it was like, you're having a hard day. If you could try to be as polite to me as you were to that woman, just there, that'd be awesome. And I was like, that's three pointer. That's a three pointer.
Wow.
And I was like, and the thing is I think there's something so fucking human and funny about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's chilling.
Right. And, so that's how my marriage is going. How about that?
I was not polite when they canceled my MRI.
Oh, no?
No.
Did you call them on it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I made a couple phone calls.
Somebody
had... What? Who cares? It's just fucking bureaucracy makes a mistake, and I'm, like, convinced I'm dying of cancer. I'm like...
Right. You don't seem to understand.
You're trying to kill me!
Hey, on that note, let's take another break for a Max Fun show that you should probably listen to.
How much time have we?
Well, here we are. It's 2019. What's hot in dog news?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got some hot ear news. According to the Los Angeles Times, the TSA is now deploying more floppy-eared dogs because they are less scary than pointy-eared dogs. Now, I don't want to call out the Los Angeles Times, but already a typo in the headline should be sticky uppy ears.
That is true.
You know.
But did you also know that Ford has created a concept dog crate that cancels out the noise of fireworks?
I mean, yeah, it's about time.
Yeah,
right?
About time.
Ford, what have you been doing up until now?
Nothing.
Did you know that dogs can smell 40 times better than humans, which I do believe means they can smell crime.
I mean, it's a hot 2019. For all your dog needs, come on over to Can I Pet Your Dog every Tuesday.
46.
Oh, wait.
Lori, interested in how many seconds have gone by?
That's how.
So some of my new stuff is working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm psyched about it. I'm psyched to work the long set in a row. I did a good job. It was so funny because Valencia, or wherever that is, Santa Clarita.
Yeah.
It is a little more conservative.
It is, yeah.
Than anywhere else. And I was doing a 45. And everybody did sets. A bunch of people did sets. And everybody was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Jacobitz, who listens to the show, and I'm probably saying his name wrong, Jacobitz. He runs Paper Heroes.
Yes, his dad was at... I think his dad was at Flappers.
Norm!
Yes! He bought a copy of Dead People Suck.
Oh, that's
great.
That
was nice, yes.
Brian... I haven't seen his set in like 6 months. He did great. He's coming right along.
That's cool.
Kind of cool. It's always fun to watch people do well.
Yes.
That's my thing. And I went up and there's a middle bit that needs work. And some of it is very dark and socio-political and needs more punchlines. So as a trifecta, it's always interesting at the end of that sort of, and it was like a good 8 to maybe 11 minute chunk with probably 11 punchlines.
Wow.
If that, maybe 6.
I think it's great that you go up with stuff like that.
Right. Well, it has to. It's the way I write. And I'm sure if I wrote things out and line vetoed and did more work on the paper, it would be good. But I like living in the moment.
For it on stage.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's a blind feeling around on stage. And I like it better that way. I've come up with some new lines that way.
Mm-hmm.
I had breakfast with Carmen Morales and Gary Anderson. How am I spacing?
Goldman?
Johnson? Gary Johnson? Gary okay. Anderson? Her boyfriend, mm-hmm. the best guy in the world, wrote a punchline for me and I fucking spaced his name. So I'm a monster. And so allow me to find his name.
Can I, while you're searching?
Yes.
My 9/11 joke that yeah. works decently here doesn't work that well in New York.
It's Peterson.
Definitely.
It's Peterson, not Anderson
or
Johnson.
I need to read the room properly
yeah.
before I bring that one out.
Yeah, let's unpack this a little bit.
Hey.
So what you said to yourself was, it's been 18 years. These people are probably 19 years old. They don't even remember it.
Right.
And then
it's Generation Z in the audience.
You're out loud. You just go, you guys, 9/11.
Come on. Listen.
Walk it off.
this I kind of admired.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in Houston, the club owner goes, oh, the guest set. She said you guys are friends.
Oh, that is gutsy stuff.
And he said the name, and I'm like, hi, maybe, you know?
Sure.
I may have met her. I assume so. Sounds like someone I'd know.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, we've met so many people.
And I had just met her the previous night at an open mic in Houston.
Oh, okay. Oh, she was working at Grinding It Out.
I don't know her, almost don't know her at all, but I fucking appreciated the balls on her.
Exactly.
And, you know, she didn't go along. She did her time. She did a fine job. I was like,
she went the way.
I wouldn't have done that. I would have been like, oh, I can't. I would have been like rocking back and forth in the back, wishing. And someone's just like, yeah, we're friends.
We met last night. We're good friends.
Yeah.
Oh, good for her then.
I opened for her.
No,
at open mics.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. And then you flip it. That's awesome.
By the way, this mm-hmm. open mic.
Yeah. The Houston one?
Yes.
I think I was following that on the text chain.
Who? I've done.
Was it 30 minutes away from where you were staying?
The name of the comic who took me, I'm blanking on it. Very funny woman.
Was it Gary Peterson?
No,
because that's
his
name I blanked out about two minutes ago.
Oh, I'm so mad. Okay, but she brought me to this place. It was after the Thursday show. And it's this place called Avant Garde. It just looks like this. It's a very, you know, in Texas, they have like these giant old buildings that they turn into other things. And everything turns into some party place. It used to be whatever.
Yeah.
So in one room, they have comedy. And, you know, it's not the greatest crowd. They're young. It's a Thursday. It's almost midnight at this point.
Oh, so they're all hammered.
They're hammered and like, And but in the back of the room, I was waiting. And I see movement near my purse. And a cockroach this long. Look, you guys can't see.
That's a 2-inch cockroach.
No, all right, then this long.
Wait, it's a 6-inch cockroach.
It was
James Inman.
Fucking huge. Oh. Wow.
I've never seen James Inman's penis.
What an asshole. Unbelievable.
How am I the bad guy? You both laughed before you knew that it wasn't funny.
Part of it,
so let
part
me
of
just
us,
say that.
Part of us laughed because it was so nasty.
Right, well, it was just in the moment.
Yeah.
I take it all back.
No.
Anyway, it was a giant freaking cockroach.
Yeah, so
next
I
to
saw
your bag.
It crawling toward my bag,
right?
And I screamed, and I grabbed my bag, and I
ran out of the building.
Didn't out of the building. I mean, you know, a set was impending, but I did run to another corner,
right?
So nobody in Texas gives a shit. So this one female comic, Zara. I don't. It was a Z name. Duffy. That's not a Z name at all. What's wrong with me?
That's a real
she's in
twist.
Shorts,
yeah,
flip flops, and like a tank top. And she
to do stand up comedy.
Maybe she was hanging out. I forget.
Okay.
But it's very. It was, the point was, I was covered head to toe,
stand up comedy, yeah.
head to toe, and I was terrified of the cockroach. Right.
Yeah.
This woman, her skin is exposed.
What? Oh, you weren't wearing your culottes?
Will you let me tell this cockroach story?
I'm so sorry.
You've got to get in.
I hit a wall at 4608.
All your fucking callbacks to earlier in the podcast. You got to get them all in.
She knows the episode's almost over.
So she takes her foot, which is not covered, and she just like kicks the wall to kill the cockroach. And I was like, what the fuck? It could have touched you. So she's like, ah. So she goes back to her conversation, right? She doesn't even want to deal with my emotions.
Right.
Guess what? The cockroach lived. Because a minute goes by, and then there's a scream from the audience, and three girls stand up and start gyrating because the cockroach flew over to them.
Oh.
The show went on.
Right, as it will.
And I went up and did a set, and I was like, this was an unnecessary set. I could have gone back to my hotel room. I'm very exhausted.
There were three people in Santa Monica that wanted to ignore you. You're like, please let me. Yeah.
No. Two walked during the introduction.
Oh, that's right. There was one.
The MC was begging them to stay. The next one is a writer for Conan, and they're like, don't care. Bye. So that freaked me out. There was a lot happening.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
It's I don't like bugs. One time a spider was walking into our house. Like into it. Like he'd almost like worked the door and he'd come in. It was a spider the size of like my thumbnail.
But they don't move fast. That's I don't mind.
It was a widow. It was a black widow.
Well, she's lonely.
Not indoor.
She misses her husband.
They do not live. They do not live in my... We have a lot of them. Oh, my God. The garden is going really well right now. I got tomatoes coming in. I got zooks that are coming in.
I wish you grew one thing I liked to eat.
Bell peppers?
Yeah.
You like bell peppers?
I guess.
What is your...
Why don't you grow watermelon or apples or something?
Well, first of all, I would not grow the reported apple. Second of all, my mother-in-law has watermelons. I will bring you watermelon.
Okay.
There's watermelon. There's avocado coming from up north, upstate. Mm-hmm. You know, upstate California.
Yes.
up in the valley, the Central Valley, is where they live. Mm-hmm. And Dave, my mother-in-law's neighbor, has planted like 9 tomato plants. They look so amazing. The guy is the greenest thumb in the world. Bunch of bell peppers and a bunch of watermelon.
Wow.
And so there's going to be a boatload of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got, and Lydia Popovich today, I sent her home with Swiss chard because since Tiberius passed.
Yes.
Nobody's eaten. I mean, I like Swiss chard. I like greens, but there's only so much Swiss chard I'm willing to eat.
Right.
If you like spinach, I planted some spinach.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you know, this is one of those road weeks where all my vegetables I ate at Subway sandwiches. Man, I went to Subway and ordered the 12-inch vegetarian, and those are my veggies. Otherwise, it was just crap at breakfast and crap at dinner.
You remember when Subway started? Pepperidge Farms remembers. This was back in the 90s.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Finally.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because they all cut their own veggies at their own stores.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was before it went mass franchise.
Oh, I see.
And now they all get sent, you know, cucumber slices.
Oh, is that why it's not as good?
Yes.
I thought maybe my taste buds changed.
No, and...
But it used to be Salvation. It was like the one place you could pull over and get a fast food on a 10-hour drive, and you could get decent food.
And you remember the cards that they would punch?
Yes!
And if you bought...
9, you got one free, right?
Yeah, something like that, and just 6 inches, and then you got a free 6-inch. And then... But the crazy thing is I ate them all. They used to be the only vegetables I would have too.
Right, right.
And they were super healthy. Mm-hmm. And then I was doing a run up the coast to the Bay Area to do some gig or another. And I got a bad Subway sandwich, food poisoning, and have not been able to eat Subway sandwich since.
Wow.
And that's got to be 5-6 years ago now.
That's terrible. You know what else is terrible?
Hmm.
Houston calls itself the Bay Area. Yeah, I don't think so. I heard some reference like the Bay or the Bay Area, and I was like, what the fuck? Outraged.
Have they thought about calling themselves Houston?
Houston Street.
Houston Street. I was in Portland, and they have a street called Cooch, but it's spelled couch.
Couch, yeah.
And
why you would go to Cooch when it's spelled couch, that's...
It's somebody's name, obviously, that was pronounced Cooch.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe they wanted to name it after a slang for a vagina, and no one objected.
What are you calling your vagina? Anyway, how long
I call
have
mine
we done?
A couch.
57. Oh, 57. 58.
Wow.
We're doing great, you guys. Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. It's,
So this weekend, I will be in New York City. Starting Saturday, I'll be there for a full week. So if you're in New York, come see my shows. I'll be at Stand Up New York in the Stand and the Broadway and the Comic Strip in Gotham.
Are you thinking about doing the Tube at all? You ever do busking down over the subway system? How are the subways? Are they back up and running?
What did you just attack me?
I did a little bit. You do so many sets that I have self-esteem issues. And then
that's why I do comedy.
And the only way I can do it is to turn it back around on you. Because if you are in the San Francisco Bay Area, please come.
You can just say the Bay Area.
But they might think Door County. I'm from Wisconsin. Anyway,
no.
So.
No.
It's more of an archipelago, I think. I'm uncertain.
You've angered me.
I've angered you. I feel it, the vibe. Here's the thing. So the 11th, I'm doing Mill Valley. The 12th, if you have a gig for me that pays a couple $100, feel free to email me, jackie@jackiecation.com. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm doing a boatload of shows.
At
Sunnyvale,
Roosters.
Rooster Teeth Feathers, Cockadoodledoo. Come on out.
Yep.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.